This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It's fitting to affirm the Apostle Paul's statement this Easter weekend. What I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to many people. Paul probably received this confessional statement 20 years earlier at his baptism and later shared it in 1 Corinthians 15, 3-5. It's believed this vital summary of Christian belief was formed within a couple of years after Christ's resurrection, thus being the earliest formulation of New Testament Christianity, predating Paul's earliest letters by 15 years. What happened to Jesus Christ was predicted. He did die. Scripture tells us he died for our sins. He was buried. Then he was raised on the third day, also predicted. For 40 days he appeared to many, individually and in groups. This is a trustworthy declaration. And for any and all who have trusted in Jesus Christ and what he did for them, their lives have been transformed. If you have trusted in him, you know what I mean. Celebrate this Easter. If you have not trusted in him, why not do so this Easter? Thank him for dying for your sins. Ask him to forgive you. Receive him as your Savior and Lord. Ask him to make you the person he wants you to be. If you do this, would you send me an email to ludgolds@outlook.com? Or you can review today's message by going to my website, GettingGodsMessage.org.